Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. 6,000 years ago, it started. Up until that point, there was peace. Peace between earth and heaven. But it all changed when man lost the word and abandoned his trust in God. This was never God's plan. This was never how it was supposed to be. We were supposed to walk in His presence with Him, righteous and faithful. We were to worship Him in communion with the angels in heaven and with our offspring on earth. But instead of seeking God, we sought a battlefield. And the one we chose had a tree growing in the middle of it. This tree was planted by God, and it was to serve as an outward expression of Adam's worship to Him. The world was at Adam's feet. But that tree was to be out of reach. And obeying the single command would display the love that Adam had for God, his Creator. Now the battlefield was expansive. We had heaven on one side with the triune God. And we had man and Satan on the other. Now, history records the opening shots taken by Eve when she ate the fruit. But by that point, the war had already begun. The fruit was not the weapon. All that was simply an artifact of the first strike. The real shot that opened the field was man's loss in faith and in trust in God. Now when Eve replies to Satan, "But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of paradise, God commanded us not to eat or touch it, lest we surely die." Now this is the moment that she begins to doubt God's motives. And she begins to believe Satan's lies, that God is withholding divinity from us. She begins to believe that the Word is not rooted in grace, that good is something that we must grasp. So at this point, man had turned away from God, and the war had begun. Now what's so amazing about God's great grace is that even though we were the ones on the offensive, He still sought us out. "Where are you?" God called out to Adam. You see, in our sin, we hide. But in our sin, God seeks. He never stops pursuing us this side of heaven. So full of grace, full of patience, and full of mercy, He calls to us. And full of rage, and full of sin, and full of selfishness, we fight against Him. Now this war would have continued forever if not for the birth of our leader. Now, although the war had started and we started it, we were unable to end it. And it would never be possible for us to win it. Now, I know it's not Christmas, but this event is critical for today's gospel. So one night in Bethlehem, a baby's born. God sent us a king to join our army in our war against God Himself. Now, the plan for this king was not to conquer heaven, of course not, but it was to bring about peace. And we read that in the account of Luke. It says, "There was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those with whom He is pleased.'" Peace on earth. That is what the birth was all about. What is recorded is not a wish, it's a statement. At that moment, there was peace on earth. He had come to free us from Satan's grasp and grip and confine him to the boundaries of hell. And there was peace on earth because God was here in the flesh. But the war raged on. It couldn't stop simply because one side had found peace. We were free from Satan, but our real enemy, the side we were really rebelling against, was God in heaven. And without intervention, we would be crushed and condemned. And so, in our gospel today, we find that our King, who entered earth as a humble baby to save us, now entered Jerusalem as a humble king to end the war. He didn't storm the city with a shield and with a sword. Instead, what does he do? He enters riding on a donkey. It was an entrance that would dramatically change the past, the present, and the future. Now, we didn't read Luke's account, but I'd like to read just a part of that. The whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God, and with a loud voice for all of the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Peace in heaven. That's what his death and resurrection is all about. Peace in heaven. As Jesus hung on that cross, God turned his face and abandoned him. The perfect life that Christ lived and the sacrifice of his body reconciled us to God and brought us eternal life, and that ended the war. There was finally peace on earth, and there was finally peace in heaven. We started the war. God fought it for us, but then he handed over to us the victory. So 6,000 years ago, that's when the war started. 2,000 years ago, that's when the war ended. Today, we celebrate the beginning of the end of that war. Today, we reflect back to the day that our humble but all-powerful, almighty King began his final steps to the cross. So as we enter this dark period, this dark week of Lent, we also reflect on the battle that we still rage with God. Even though the war is over, we're still sinful. We're still sinful human beings. We still fight God. We still turn from him. And we rebel against him. For me, I fight him when I push him aside in my life and when I replace him with something else, like my job or my family. I attack him when I fail to serve others. When I find that my time in my earthly destination is more important than meeting the needs of those around me, I fight him. What about you? Where do you attack God? Where do you turn from him? What weapons do you hold in your life? Today we remember the quiet and humble entrance of King Jesus into Jerusalem to end this war and to save us. This is also a time to remind ourselves that as much as we try, as large as our desire, we're incapable of setting down the weapons in our own lives. We find it impossible to believe that the fighting is complete and that we are at peace. So today, as we watch Jesus ride a simple donkey and move closer to his death, we pray to the Holy Spirit for strength. Today, we make a renewed call for the Holy Spirit to build in us faith that is strong, solid, and will turn us towards God's loving face. And today I ask you to join me as we pray. Lord, on this Palm Sunday so long ago, the people took palm branches and went out to meet you, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." And then, only a few days later, they crucified him. We find it impossible to believe, and yet, in the midst of our busy lives, in the flurry of our daily activities, we too cry out, "Hosanna," only to call out, soon after, "Crucify him." Lord, we can say that we are sorry, but we know that in a short while, we'll again turn from you, attack you, and reject you. But we also know that your love and your patience are immeasurable. We know that each time we turn back towards you, we find your arms welcoming and our sins forgiven. We are so thankful for this, Lord. We brought the war, but you brought our King, and our King brought peace. We pray for the Holy Spirit to make a home in our hearts, to strengthen our faith, so that we continue to turn towards you after every time we turn away. We pray that he builds in us a love for you that is but a shadow of your love for us. Lord, we thank you for all that you are, all that you have done, and all that you can continue to do for each one of us. And in your name we pray. Amen.